com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, St. Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or you can send me an email at drasa.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. How can I help?
My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, and I'm just curious if you have any recommendations. Particularly, I've heard you mention soy, which I do eat a lot of. So, not a lot, but probably every other day.
Okay.
And I'm just curious as to what else I should be eating or not eating.
Well, let's talk about the whole picture. How long have you guys been? Have you guys been trying for a long time to get pregnant and it's just not happening? Or
No, we haven't. We've been trying for a couple of months, so I'm not, like, particularly concerned. I just want to make sure I'm doing what I can.
You want to have the best environment.
Right.
Right. I got it. Now, what is he doing? Is he doing anything extra or with him? Is he focusing on anything for himself? As far as getting, helping get pregnant?
That we've talked about.
All right. Well, let me just kind of paint the picture for what needs to happen. All right. For both of you, for you, I mean, obviously both of you need to be eating very well because the food you're putting inside your body right now is going to, for him, help the sperm count. It's also going to help with everything as far as the sexual organs go. And for testosterone levels, for motility, all those kind of things need to happen. Tribulus is a really good herb to take. And maca root, both of those are really good to take while you're trying to get pregnant, for both of you, and zinc, all three of those. Zinc is one of the number one minerals that we need as guys, so that's going to play a big role. So if he can do those three things and keep his healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, and all that, up to about 25 to 30% of his diet, those are some real keys for him, and that'll help him. Now, for you, of course, eating is key. You want to keep, get off of soy. That's a given, okay? Because that throws your hormone levels off. It can throw your estrogen, your progesterone off. All of that can become kind of a big challenge. So you definitely want to do that. And if you want to do any kind of soy milk, you want to go with more goat's milk and also coconut milk. But as far as you, like meat, fish, eggs, red meat, all of that stuff is great for you. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I have tons of foods that are good for you. I talk about how there are foods that bring health to your body and foods that will take health out of your body. And obviously you want to make sure you're putting the right kind of stuff in. And there's a whole list in there. So it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at any bookstore. So I would get started on that. And that's the diet really I would put or encourage both of you to follow. Cod liver oil is going to be important because you're going to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. It's good for, you sound like you're in a good place. Then, you know, it'll happen. And that's the one thing. And it's funny because with people that I talk to all the time, with colleagues of mine, and even my own self with my wife, it's one of those. It's funny because when you stop thinking that you want to get pregnant, or when you just say, oh, you know, it's just let it happen. That's when it happens, and that sounds like an old wives' tale, but it really is true. I think it's because the body gets relaxed, the mind gets off of it, and you know. But you want to do everything you can, and so keeping your body to be able to produce good new healthy cells every single day, keeping your hormone levels at optimal function, and creating the right environment, stress-free environment for both of you is really going to be the best. So soy products, come off of them, everything else, just follow a lot of the principles that are in my book, Empowering Your Health, and really, it's KISS, it's keep it simple, silly. Talk to you soon. 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, You name it, and we'll talk about it. Because regardless of what you're dealing with, it's important. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's what we want to help you do here on this show, to get a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion for you, for whatever you're going through. You're going through a divorce, you're going through a tough time, or you've been diagnosed with heart disease or arthritis and you need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Evening.
I want to ask a question because I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E.
Okay.
Can thin out your blood.
Right.
Yeah, I've been on vitamin E because, I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I've also been taking aspirin with it also.
Now, did your doctor tell you to take vitamin E with aspirin, or is that something you've been doing?
That's something I've been doing.
You want to be real careful with doing that, just because...
I'm not doing it together, though, but I'm doing it, I'm like taking, like it's been 2-3 hours. It's not exactly at the same time. It's like, a couple hours apart.
Yeah, you want to be real careful with that. I don't know that I could even encourage you to go down that path. What you want to do is you want to talk to your primary care physician, and I would go have a CBC done, which is a complete blood count. It's the most basic test that's run in blood work. See where the platelets are, see what your numbers are, and then talk to your doctor about it. I think they're going to discourage you from taking vitamin E with aspirin on a regular basis. Even if you don't take it together at the same time, if you're taking it the same day and on a regular basis, you have to be very careful with something like that. So I would be careful with that. And you only need vitamin E for several reasons. If your platelets are a little bit on the higher end of the range, then vitamin E can definitely help. So it has great properties for helping the body lower LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, and prevent arterial plaquing. So it's a real good help in that area. But again, you want to be real careful. If you've got anything going on with your heart, any other medications you're taking like Coumadin or Warfarin, you can't take vitamin E. So see, there's a lot that needs to be weighed. But with the aspirin and vitamin E, I'd be very careful. Definitely go get some blood work done. Definitely talk with your doctor about that one. I don't think that's a good path to go down. All right, thanks. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Facebook and Twitter, both at Dr. Asa On Call. Jump in the social media world. See what's happening. We've also got the American Diabetes Association coming up. It's coming up. I want to encourage you to be a part of that. There'll be registration there at the American Diabetes Association. And we've got different teams available that if you want to support it, or if you want to come out and walk, they'll keep you posted. Facebook will have you blown up with that and let you know, keep you posted with everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Samantha, Los Angeles, California. She writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling with headaches. I get them on the left side over my eye. What would be the cause? Well, the cause with these kind of headaches, typically, especially if they're migraines, then over the left eye typically is a zinc deficiency. Zinc's a mineral, and people use it up a lot when they're under a lot of stress. So if you've been really stressed out and you're constantly getting headaches over the left eye, look at using zinc. See if that helps. If not, then you might want to go get some tests further with your physician.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
So your doctor, are they pretty much telling you that methotrexate's all they can give you, and that's just kind of the end of the road?
Pretty much.
And just hope for the best, right?
And say that again?
And just hope for the best. That's what they're telling you?
Yeah, just keep the swelling and at bay so that I don't have any damage, and just stick with the methotrexate.
All right. Two things are happening. Now, you got autoimmune, right? You understand that whole
right.
process, right?
Right.
So the body's mm-hmm. attacking itself. It thinks that there's something wrong with the joints, so the immune system continues to attack it. Well, that's a whole different animal within itself. Then you've got arthritis, which is an itis. Remember, an itis is inflammation. So
okay.
whenever you've got inflammation in the body, then you have to get the body to reduce inflammation. That's always the goal. So reducing inflammation in the body is so important, and that's going to be based first and foremost by what you're putting in your body every day, the foods. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to put the right kind of foods in the body, and that's the key. So anti-inflammatory diet is what I would recommend always, and that's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at any bookstore. You get a copy of that.
Okay.
Start following the anti-inflammatory diet to a T, at least for 8 weeks. See how your body responds, and then dealing with the autoimmune part, let's talk about that for a second. Because autoimmune it's got a strong genetic component to it. We all know that. But here's the deal. It's one of those things where once the light switch is turned on, you can't really turn it off. Okay? But if the light switch happens to have a dimmer on it, a dimmer switch, you know, you get the little piece on the side and you can push it all the way down to where the light is still on in the room, but you can barely see it. It makes it so dim that it's almost dark. That's what you can do with autoimmune disease. It's possible to get autoimmune and begin to just kind of settle down and not be so flared up as it was. That's when the joint pain goes down. That's when the achiness goes down. And that's when you can start living life again, maybe with a little bit of the symptoms, but not with what you had. And so figuring out which one of the T helper cells are involved within the autoimmune situation that you're dealing with, that's the real key. So you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. And figuring out between the two is going to be the challenge. Now, there's what we call a T-test. It's a little at-home test that we've developed. And it's pretty simple. You use echinacea tea, which stimulates the immune response. And then you use green tea. Okay? Both of those work great. You do 5 cups for 5 days. 5 cups a day for 5 days of each. And so, for example, you'll just get green tea, brew some tea bags, and you'll drink 5 cups of it a day for 5 days. You're either going to feel really, really good or really bad. And that's, obviously, if you start feeling really bad, you need to stop and you need to make a note of which one that is. And if you want to shoot an email, you can shoot that to us or just go talk to your primary care physician. But if it's the echinacea tea, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're dealing with actually the immune system. Okay, and if it's the T2 helper cells, you know it's more of an inflammatory response. And that the green tea, if the green tea makes you feel good, then you know it's more of the T2 helper cells. And if the echinacea tea does, then it's more of the T1. And that really helps make a difference, because the doctor, if you go talk to them, there are certain things they can do to help. If they know anything about more of the natural and alternative side of things, they can help you kind of come up with a game plan to keep that dimmer switch on. And that's the real key, because you're in a good place right now. I mean, you don't have any disfiguration of the joints. You don't have any massive inflammation going on with the joints. And you're in a place where you can really kind of tighten it down a little bit and figure that out before 10, 15 years go by and you get into a pickle. And, of course, again, you may have to be on some form of medication. But if you don't have to be on methotrexate at a high dose for a long time or a long period of time, that's always going to be the goal. So that's what I would encourage you to do, as you go through this process. But, you know, eating is going to be the key. I mean, your diet is always the key. Apple cider vinegar, great to take with meals. It cuts down on inflammation from your the breakdown of proteins from your food. And then also cod liver oil, your omega-3 fatty acids, and go for vitamin D2. Get a blood test done. With rheumatoid arthritis, you always, always, always want to keep your vitamin D levels at a really good place, between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years I've had PSA test for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test.
Right.
And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. And at the time, I got the feeling they anticipated that if we did a biopsy, it would also come back positive. And so, sure enough, I had my third biopsy, and it came back negative. And so that's wonderful to hear that, but you think, well, if a visual CAT scan indicated malignancy and the...
Hang tight for us, Nate. We're going to go into this break, and we're going to finish up with prostate cancer when we come out. This is a hot topic right now with men.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, talking with Nate. Nate's been dealing with prostate cancer. He's had several treatments done, and actually several testing done, rather. And they found that he had prostate cancer. So, Nate, why don't you continue your story? You're saying they found nodules on the prostate. And then
When the doctor called to give me the results of the biopsy, that was good news, except my question to him was, how can the PCA3 test, along with the visual CAT scan, say positive for cancer and then the biopsy does not? And his answer was, well, when we did the PCA3, we were looking at fluid, and when we did the biopsy, we were looking at analyzing tissue. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless, and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, it's a real challenge because when you're dealing with cancer and you want to talk about the fluid and where is it going in the body and what's it doing, is it affecting the body? Is it affecting other cells and all that kind of stuff? That's a very tough one to answer. I mean, that's a tough one to answer because the question is, there's a big unknown there. I think what needs to happen with you right now and the focus needs to be on, the question is, what can you do every single day to help the body regenerate and repair and create new good healthy cells? I think that's the question that needs to be answered, because that's the only thing that you can do right now to be proactive, because you can't change anything of where you've been for the last 30 years right. and where your body is right now.
I'm in pretty good health. I had a nuclear stress test, and it came back, unless I got hit by a train, they would anticipate I'd live to 85 at least.
Right.
And my lungs are strong. I really don't have any blood type problems. So, and I eat pretty good. I guess, you know, you've got some recommendations in terms of vitamins and diet and whatever, but you understand the questions I've asked, and they are kind of difficult for me to accept.
It is tough, but here's the deal. Let's look at what's going on. The good news is about prostate cancer, if you had to have good news, is that it's slow grow. Okay? So it's typically one that even though it can turn, you know, that's malignant, even though it's still, you like you said, you're young, you got your health, you still got good vitality. And the thing with prostate cancer is that even though, no matter what category it's in, there's still great success that the treatment that they're getting with right now. The physicians and the treatment is really, I mean, it's amazing with what they've seen. And so I don't want you to get discouraged with what you're going through. And I know it's a tough diagnosis, and I realize that, but you know, it's not over. I mean, life's not over, and you're, like I said, you still got your health, and you still got everything else in your body's working great. So you got a little area that is being affected. So now, what can you do? What are the goals? And is it hard to accept? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, life is happening, but you've got two options. You can, which I'm assuming just by talking to you, you're a fighter. And you don't really sit back and really just let life happen to you. You go make life happen. And that's a good attitude. It's a great place to be, because someone that's like that with that mindset is going to do very well in the face of a challenging diagnosis like you've had. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do is what kind of things are you doing every single day to put the right kind of foods in your body? What kind of things are you doing every single day to make the right choices? And so here's the key. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the foods that you should eat, the foods that you should put inside your body and everything else. So you want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that. So by doing that on a regular basis, 3 meals a day, couple snacks in between, fasting one day a week from a partial fast, which is dinner to dinner, and basically you'll eat dinner one night, doesn't matter when, 8, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and then you don't eat again until the next evening, but you can drink plenty of water, drink chicken stock, beef stock, organic, of course. That gives you plenty of the electrolytes and helps your body function well so you don't get tired and sluggish, and then helps the body release toxins. There's many things you can do to help support liver function as you're going through this, which is great overall for the body for detoxification. And there's great things to support the prostate itself. EasyAC is made in a tea and also a tincture form that's great for supporting the body. And then also you've got things like broccoli seed extract, vitamin B12 in the version of adenosyl cyclobalamin. I mean, all of these things are so important and so great for your health. It supports the immune system and with everything you're going through. Avocado, eat one every single day. There's a component in it called beta-sisterol that is amazing for prostate health. So you're not stuck. Don't let anyone tell you that. I mean, you have a diagnosis? Yes. But can you keep living and live well? Yes. But you have to make the right choices every single day. Don't sit back on your laurels and just wait for life to happen. And, you know, it's one of those things I know I heard you say, it's tough for me to accept. I know. I mean, I can understand what's racing through your mind. Where they go in, they do the biopsy. Is the fluid going through there? Is it spreading throughout my body? You can't think like that. The body's going to do what it's going to do. The reality is everybody gets cancer all the time throughout their life, meaning they form cancer cells. But obviously the body is strong enough at times where the immune system will go in, attack the cancer cells, kill them, and get rid of it. But then it comes to a place where, remember, it takes 10 years for a cancer to form. For a tumor to form in the body that's detrimental enough to be seen, to be recognized, and to change function of an organ system takes 10 years. 1 billion cells have to accumulate of cancer cells for that to happen. That's a lot. So this didn't happen yesterday, and this didn't happen from 2 years ago. This has been building over 10 years. So you get to a place where you have to just realize that, and if you lifestyle your way into certain situations, not saying you lifestyle your way into cancer, let's go now to Nikolai. Hi, Nikolai.
Hello, Dr. Issa.
Good to talk with you, my friend.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago, okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
What medication do they have you on right now?
I'm taking right now clonazepam 3 times a day, 1 milligram, okay. And Zephyrus, five milligrams of Zephyrus, one in the morning and one at night.
And it just has you just almost, you feel just real lethargic?
Yeah, I feel like just sleepy all the time.
Yeah. Well, do the doctors feel like they have things managed, in their opinion? Are they happy with everything? You're just not happy with it, right?
No, I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. There's several things. With schizophrenia, it is a challenging diagnosis. I realize that. Now, the clonazepam is the one thing that's going to make you feel tired. It's going to make you, it's a benzodiazepine, by the way. And that's the one that's making you feel kind of drugged out and feel kind of tired all the time. So this is one of those deals where when you're talking to your physician and your psychiatrist that's working with you on the medications, it's a tough spot. Now, I will tell you there's a lot you can do, because remember, we're dealing with brain chemistry. There's a lot you can do to build up your brain chemistry. One thing with schizophrenia they found is that dopamine levels are very high. When dopamine gets high, excessively high, it can lead to schizophrenia. So by getting the dopamine levels down, some of the best things that you can do. So one thing that works real well, caffeine, which you can use in green tea. I wouldn't really use coffee, but the caffeine found in green tea is very beneficial for what's going on inside the body. It helps cut dopamine. It cuts it down. And certain supplements can help too. Blueberry extract is really good. And N-acetylcysteine, NAC, work very well too. You don't need to do any of those till you talk with your physician about it. Seriously, it's a big deal. And with where you are right now, you don't want to alter anything. Supplements can help. Foods can help. And certain foods like meat, fish, eggs, cheese, chocolate, those kind of foods help stabilize dopamine levels. And even though yours is high, it can help cut it down some. And that's really kind of the goal with any kind of schizophrenia. But you got to be really careful. I mean, you know, it's a tough place that you're in. But putting the right kind of things in your body, getting your body to kind of stabilize and regenerate and work better on its own is always going to be the best bet. But you need to work with somebody, a physician, that'll help you. Don't try to wing that on your own or try to come off of anything on your own. Because it just, that's a high end in medicine that you just don't need to play with, really. Getting those medications stabilized, getting you stabilized to a certain level, depending on where the schizophrenia was, is a challenge. But we're here for you. And I do want to encourage you that eating certain foods can help, supplements can help. But just make sure you talk to the doctor on it. I think it's a good way to go. Don't give up. Make sure that you find that balance so that you feel like you can live your life. Not like a zombie, but like Nikolai. So you can kind of be who you are and not be stuck in the world of medicine sometimes that can just leave you in a pickle. So make sure to go talk with you. 888-283-7272.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Issa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Issa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And that's the amazing thing. Check us out. Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. Coming up, we got the Step Out Walk for Diabetes, which is amazing. The American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge, huge fan of the organization. Just because diabetes has now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something. And the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area at Vanderbilt. They're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. There's some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't
big
let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots and wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talked to anybody about it or no?
I saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And which one is it?
I can't remember.
Doxycycline?
Recall. Could be. Could very well be.
Yeah, that's strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. May help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the direction on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B complex, actually, with any kind of bug or insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin and literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge, but it's definitely not comfortable. I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun, but I'll get started on some of that. And let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas writes in an email, said, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow. And they probably put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that. Because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But what caused, here's the question, what caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? when you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. If it's from the cabbage family, be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. There's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. Life Hacker producer Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuqua, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. A great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.